I mean, we need 2 points. That's for damn sure. And, you know, I think, you know, you never expect it to happen,
right.
You know, that lopsided. But, you know, credit to us. We played pretty good 60 minutes.
Yeah. You seem to get under their skin early. Leonard wanted that, I assume. It was clear to you?
Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to just play in the game. And
yeah.
Stuff sometimes boils over and seemed to be what happened on that play.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys seem comfortable in a game like that? Did that help turning the temperature up?
Well, I think we've just, you know, when you've got, you know, so many guys that are kind of in the battle, I think it helps. You know, we're not just looking at a couple guys. So everyone's in the battle, and it's kind of what we expect, and that's kind of what's helped us come out on top, I think, in some of these games.
Save anything for tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got a big one tomorrow. Yeah, we'll get some rest and... 3:30. We'll be to bed early and be ready to go tomorrow. It's gonna be a big one, and they're gonna come back real strong.
Yeah.
How much is of your guys' effort the last week and a half is just leave it all out there and whatever happens in the standings happens. But you guys want to make sure that it's not because of a loss.
Well, you know, I think the more you complicate it, the more you think about all the different things and whatnot. I think we're just going out there and playing, and we're ready to live with whatever fate, you know, comes our way, and just keep playing hard. We know we're just going to keep playing hard regardless of, I think, what happens elsewhere. And tonight was a good example. And we've got, you know, I think just focused on tomorrow now. It's another really important one for us.
Basically, so that doesn't change regardless of what happens. Like if you get eliminated, you want to finish the season playing just like this.
Well, I think you know, it's a team game, and it's a lot more fun when I think you're playing, you know, the right way and winning hockey. And, when we're doing that, we feel good and we have fun. And when you have fun, good things happen.
Lots of fights, lots of weird stuff, lots of goals. Jack Greaves' first NHL shutout. Just what has he brought to this team the last couple of games?
Well, you've seen what Jenner's brought the last couple of games, and you know, you've seen it the whole way. But I've seen Jenner for a few years now, and. He, you know, he's a pro and he does things the right way. And, you know, I've been around a little bit now, and it's funny how those guys usually find success at some point.
Have you seen anything like the Baronkov play when he was on the ice and then had to be escorted off?
No, I haven't seen that. I think he thought they said number 10, not 10 minute, but I don't know. He, we'll give him some slack for that one. But that was, I guess, interesting. Good thing it wasn't a close game.
Yeah, you see Adam have that hit and then fly down the ice and score that goal. You see everything he can do in one play like that. How exciting is that for you guys now and in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time, and Vance is bringing it for us, and we need him to. We rely on him pretty heavily now, and we're going to need him the next week here to get some things done. And, he's playing really well for us, and we've expected that. He shows it every day, and he's a really good player and a good teammate, and we're lucky to have him.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.